Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Sunday, the government of North Korea detonated a nuclear bomb underground, which it called a hydrogen bomb. The magnitude of the detonation was confirmed. The regular media reported this news and the subsequent global political reaction. Unfortunately, I have not found any discussion by the U.S. government or in the regular media of the greatest risk that this nuclear test signifies to the American people. 11 days ago, North Korea launched 3 missiles, one of which failed to leave the launch pad. The other two exploded downrange at altitudes greater than 300 miles. The U.S. government and the regular media claimed that all 3 missile launches were failures. However, that is not necessarily true. If the purpose of the missile launches was to test the delivery of an electromagnetic pulse weapon, the maximum damage would be inflicted by detonating it at an altitude of at least 300 miles. If that was the reason for these launches, then 2 of the 3 missiles were a success. The nuclear detonation 3 days ago demonstrated that North Korea now has a bomb that, if detonated over Nebraska, would inflict an electromagnetic pulse that could lead to the direct and indirect death, by some estimates, of as much as 90% of the U.S. population within 12 to 18 months. Many people would die from lack of access to medical care and supplies, but most people would die of starvation and thirst. 16 years ago, the U.S. government created the Electromagnetic Pulse Commission to assess the risk to the nation of such an attack. The commission's first report detailed how vulnerable America is to the disruption of electricity distribution, telecommunication services, financial infrastructure, water and food supplies, oil and natural gas, medical services, and even the disruption to government operations. Its 2008 report, for instance, states on page 92, quote, "An EMP attack that disrupts the financial service industry would, in effect, stop the operation of the U.S. economy," unquote. Why won't the government and the regular media tell us about this increasing risk? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.